Good evening. Welcome to Well-Rounded Corners. This is Robert, and I'm Ruth Ann, and we'll be your hosts for the next hour. Tonight, we're going to talk about a topic that you hear about everywhere, but we're going to talk about what it means to us, and of course, we could talk about this topic for weeks and probably will. Our topic tonight is the paranormal, and we're going to talk about what that even means, and Robert's going to join us here and see what he has to say.
I'm Robert. You said you were Ruth Ann and Robert, which is kind
yes, of I did. Well, it depends. It depends on what day you ask me.
Yeah, actually, you know, well, first of all, I want to welcome you guys to our second show, and you know, we were going to talk about the paranormal, and we were trying to figure out exactly what paranormal meant, and I think somewhere along the line we sort of gave up because there's really no definition for paranormal. Well, the technical definition is that it means above normal. You know, para means above, normal. What does that mean, though? What does normal mean? I mean, because that's very, it's just really tough to figure that out because I don't know anybody that's normal, and I don't even know how you gauge that. So
that's definitely true. I mean, I know most days I don't feel like I'm pretty normal, but you know, that's okay. We don't have to be, and there is no real definition for normal. So really, we just we're who we are, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk about tonight. Paranormal to me, I'm one of these people. I don't like labels. You know, I when someone asks me what do you do that's paranormal, and I don't know. To me, I think most things are normal. So I don't, you know, if I saw something you didn't see or I heard something you didn't hear, to me, that's not really paranormal. That's just we're different people and everyone has different ways they use their senses. So
it's perception. You know, I mean, when you said that somebody would, you know, you see something that somebody else doesn't, to me, that's just perception. It's no different than, you know, a witness getting on the witness stand and saying, well, you know, I saw this happen. And then other people saying, well, I saw that happen. That this person's lying. And they're all telling the truth. And I think perception plays a big role in that. So that's why it's so hard to figure out what normal is. Because there are so many, everybody has their own opinion of that. And so the whole statement, I mean, paranormal, the whole word is just really tough to even wrap your head around, really.
Right. I mean, what does that word include? One thing that I've talked about with people before, and one thing you have to know, we don't have the answers here. We just have different things we're thinking about, and we want to share with you. And later on, we'll open up the phone line and see what you guys think about things. But for right now, the one thing I wondered, you know, what do you think, Robert? Is spirituality, is this something completely different than paranormal activity? Really, some people think that the energy that, the people that actually believe there is that energy, for me, I can't see how people wouldn't, but, you know, everyone is different. Some people don't want to think about it. Is being spiritual, thinking of maybe an afterlife or the universe or however you want to think about it, is that thinking of paranormal activity? Do you think? What do you think, Robert?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people think of paranormal as a spiritual thing, but I think when a lot of people, this all comes down to words because this is how we communicate, and they're so, words are just so tough to communicate with. When a lot of people think of spirituality, they think of two things, and I'm talking about not really in the New Age, but just in general. You go and ask people, and they'll talk about either religion or they'll talk about spirits, as in seeing ghosts, like, you know, Scooby-Doo, you know. I'm talking about, you know, the sheets with the eyes, the two
right,
eyes.
Right.
You know, I mean, so they think of paranormal, and they think of spooky, they think of scary, they think of Halloween and all that, and all that really is nothing really what it is. I mean, not at least in any kind of serious analysis of it. You know, I mean, a Halloween is fun for kids to go and get candy, and you know, it comes from the Mexican Day of the Dead, but that's, I hope I'm saying that right.
That's another show.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, it's not, I think a lot of people do kind of put them in the same category, but I would say that pretty much anything that you discover along your path to, you know, learning, you know, exploring the metaphysical world, I'd say any of that could be above normal. Because, you know, normal is pretty, from my standpoint, normal is pretty boring, you know. I mean, and you go into metaphysics and you go into spirituality, and I don't mean the religious kind, you really discover all the different things that that are definitely not considered normal. So paranormal, I mean, but in this context we're going to be talking about it, is the
outside the usual senses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and tonight we're going to be talking more about what people see in terms of, you know, ghosts and things like that. I hate to use those words. I don't even like the word ghost, but that's what we're going to be talking about. But
right,
the paranormal,
that's
I think,
my
is very
issue. Yeah, it's the labels. I mean, really, you know, I know we have to have words because that's how we communicate. But really, I totally agree that, you know, I think that, yes, we can say ghosts, we can say energy, we can call light being, we can call it your ancestors, we can call them your guides, we can call them messengers, we can call them friends, visitors, but, excuse me, but I believe, just my personal opinion, really these labels kind of separate whatever energy is around us from being normal, and unfortunately, so many people believe that that there's nothing normal about seeing or hearing or feeling. I mean, if you close your eyes in a dark room, and or even in a light room, but in a dark room, your eyes are closed, you see no shadows, you see nothing, and someone walks up behind you, you know someone's there. You feel their energy. You feel them in your energy field. And is that paranormal? Are you using a sense that most people don't have? No. We have those senses to keep us alive. That's what's kept the caveman from being eaten by the tiger, you know, the big saber tooth. So I think when we talk about paranormal, when Robert and I talk about it, I think for us, it's more the normal. It's, you know, it's like there are so many ways we say things in our society that separate groups of people. And really, you know, if you didn't want to use your hearing, I mean, think of all the things you would miss. Well, it's the same way. I don't know. I've been at Robert's house many, many times, and there is plenty that's what traditional people would call paranormal at his house, but for us it's normal, for him it's normal. So I guess that is, you know, I don't know, out there, what's your definition of paranormal? Do you think there's a paranormal, or do you think you know, think about that a minute for us, and later on when we open the phone lines, let us know what you think. Is there a paranormal, or is it all just normal and we've just been conditioned to believe that you know, that we shouldn't see? You know, it amazes me how if you say you're, quote, psychic, then people say, oh, how amazing, sometimes, if they don't think you're nuts, but depending on who you're talking to. But also, some people who've been called, who see things or hear things, are put in the hospital and given medicine. So,
right.
You know, really, it's all, yeah, like you said, your frame of reference.
Well, it's funny you mentioned my house. You know, depending on who you ask, I mean, I don't know, it's not really a normal household anyway, but putting that aside.
I didn't want to say that, but no.
Well, putting that aside, yeah, there's a room that we have that is very, you know, I mean, I've actually seen things in it, and I don't mean like I said, I don't want to give the impression that I'm seeing ghosts, but that's just a horrible word.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen some sort of spirit, you know, kind of move through the air. Mm-hmm. I've heard things, and you know, if you go and tell people that, well, I don't know. I think if you told people that 20, 30 years ago, they would say you're crazy. I think with the advent of all the reality shows on investigating ghosts and haunted houses and stuff like that, I think it's getting a little more acceptance. I don't know if I would call that an awakening, or if I'd call that a
exploitation.
I mean, if it is,
maybe exploitation.
Yeah. I think maybe you could call it an exploitation of awakening, but yeah, I've seen these things myself. I've experienced these things myself, and you know, it doesn't scare me, to be honest. Like, I mean, it excites me because it's something that we can't normally see, but it doesn't scare me. I mean, it's kind of reassuring in a way, knowing that there's more, having tangible proof that there's more than just, you know, our daily existence. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I mean, it's hard to get that if you think about it. You know, in a tangible, I saw it way. It's hard to get that.
Right, Right. I mean, yes, that room you mentioned, I definitely, I've seen and heard things in there too. And I think pretty much, I know the animals, your pets do. And I think pretty much everyone does. But, you know, there's a big difference for me. I will admit I watch some of these so-called ghost hunting show type shows, and they're very interesting to me. And I do enjoy them up to a point. But there are some times when they're provoking, or as they call it, trying to get the spirit to come out and so forth. And I don't know. I kind of have a problem with that sometimes, because I put myself in the place of the energy, the spirit, the echo, whatever it is. And I don't know. I don't think I'd probably appreciate people coming in my place and trying to get me angry. I mean, to me, there's kind of a respect going on. Excuse me. If I have a visitor or someone I see or hear or whatever, however I sense something, then I sure don't. I sure wouldn't want to be annoying. I don't know. To me, if they're visiting me, I would not be rude to a live person visitor. And I kind of wonder about the shows in that sometimes I think they step over a line and are a bit disrespectful. But that's just my opinion. Yeah. What do you think about that, Robert?
Well, I haven't seen too many of them. I've seen just a handful. You know, it's kind of like any show on that subject. It boils down to about 10 or 15 minutes of material. And, you know, they have an hour to fill. We have an hour to fill, although we seem to always need more time. But
true.
But no, I mean, they have an hour to fill. And it comes down to basically about 10 or 15 minutes. And, yeah, I have seen them kind of poke and prod at spiritual things. And I don't know. I mean, it's like a... this is the way I see it. It's bringing more awareness to it, so that's a good thing. It's
true.
Being exploited. It's being commercialized. I don't like that. But then again, I mean, you know, it's sort of like, I mean, I see a lot of these things as initiation. And let me explain that. That sounds kind of creepy. But what I mean is that anytime somebody, let's just say just any kind of thing, you know, be it paranormal, be it any kind of New Age idea, conspiracies or anything like that, when people expand their mind, and even if it's what they're exploring is not necessarily the truth, or I mean whatever that is exactly, but you know, even if they're going down a path that may not even be spiritually helpful, it still opens their mind, and it gets them thinking beyond just the okay, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to pick up some coffee on the way, I'm going to come home, I'm going to watch TV, and then I'm going to go. But you know, it expands them past that, and I'm almost for anything that does that.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if people are thinking outside the box and thinking of different mm-hmm. realities and thinking of different spiritual experiences, then it might be worth the price, you know. I love to watch them, though, when they'll see a ghost or something, like, they get all, you know. I mean, who doesn't? Everybody gets a little excited and anxious and stuff.
Yeah, in their defense, you and I... we don't go around in the pitch blackness. Now, I have to say that if I were standing in the pitch black, I mean totally pitch blackness, and something grabbed my hair or yelled, you know, go away or whatever in my ear, I would probably jump and yell too. To me, it's like an artificial, you know, we were talking about this earlier. If you were going, quotes again, ghost hunting, really, if a place has a lot of activity, which really every place has some kind of either leftover energy, I call them echoes, or I mean, really, every place has some kind of animal or person or some kind of energy there. But anyway, if you are going in the pitch blackness, I don't really see the point of that, because I don't think to the energy, I don't think they're going to be really necessarily more active than anyway. Our experience,
well,
my experience... Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I don't know. You can't see anything. But then they have that cool little, you know, not X-ray, but
the,
you know, night vision kind of thing.
It looks
cool. It sure does make you kind of feel that little tingle, you know. But.
Right. And just to be clear, this is not a show about bashing reality ghost hunting shows.
No.
He said, they serve a purpose, and frankly, sometimes they catch some really cool stuff. I mean, we even have something that, you know, this over at Robert's house, we just turned on the recorder on the computer, and we've heard some interesting things, and this was 10 minutes. all the lights are on. You know, there's absolutely no noise, so it wasn't contaminated with anybody making noise. But the point is, we weren't in pitch blackness. This was everyday living, and we just got quiet for a few seconds and asked, did somebody want to say something? And yes, we did. There was no one talking. I don't know where that came from. It was paranormal. Now, who it was, what it was, I don't know, but there it is. You know.
Well, you know, I sent the file to a friend of mine, and he gave me a perspective I really haven't even thought of before. You know, he says, I wonder if some of these things are, well, I have thought of before the ideas of echoes of things past, but he said, you know, what if science kind of determines or finds out that, determines, well, that's, but what if science kind of adds another element or layer to time and says, well, you know, maybe time echoes both in the past and in the future. And what if, you know, a lot of what we hear, or maybe even just some of it, is not anything quote-unquote paranormal at all, but more a echo of something that either happened or that will happen. It's an artifact of time, you know.
I hadn't thought of that.
And, you know, so, I mean, it's very difficult to prove either way, but because let's say it's something that happens 3,000 years from now. We're not going to be around for it, but that would be very interesting to, I mean, because, you know, who's to say that that's not the case? I don't want to say we have hard evidence of it, but plenty of for lack of a better word, mediums or people that are sensitive to it have commonly felt echoes of things that have passed. You know, that like they go to a prison, for example, and an old ancient medieval prison, they get echoes and they feel the stuff that went on there. So
totally. You know. We've all gone to places where we walk in and we think, I am getting out of here. I mean, I've gone in places personally, and I think many people I've talked to have had the same experience, where I've had to leave to avoid getting sick or gotten sick anyway. I mean, the energy was just so bad in there. And so, you know, of course, think about all the traumas that happen in the world. Think about wars and battles and just think about all those things. I mean, how could that energy, if I can feel the love coming off someone or the anger coming off someone, and everybody can, then why not be able to feel what was there before? I mean, I know I can. I mean, and I've talked to a lot of people that can also. I think we all can. We've all come into a room where two people have been fighting, you know, back and forth. And then,
right.
You think, well, they aren't saying anything now. I don't really see their expressions, but you know there's hostility in the air. So that's an
echo. It is. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if it's nothing that the two people, their emotions and thoughts have rippled through, you know, space time or the ether, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever it is.
Even
yeah.
if it's just something like that, or metaphysically, you're picking up on that either way. I mean, yeah, you can detect that stuff in real time. So,
right.
It's probably stronger from the past if it was a particularly, you know, traumatic event. Ruth Ann mentioned the EVP.
Yes.
We're going to play that after we get back from the break. We're about to take a break here, and we're going to play that. It's a little muddy, but I think it'll jump out for you. I think you'll
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those that says "get out," you know.
Well, yeah, and so you know, you listen to it over the radio. It's not going to be the kind of quality that we heard it. And so because of that, we've put it on our website at wellroundedcorners.com. But when we come back, we'll play that and.
Yeah,
see what you guys think. Talk about this a little more and open up the phone lines.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, we'll be back after this.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-4000. 8415. That's OCSDomains.com. Or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. As promised from the previous segment, we're going to play that EVP. And before we do, Ruthann, what did you, you know, you were here when we recorded it. Just give me, you know, your quick impression of what you heard in it before we play it.
Well, I don't want to say what
or
I thought.
Or not what you heard in it, but
heard.
What you
But
what you
here's
felt.
The situation. Here's the situation. We were sitting there by your computer and talking, and thought we would just say, ask, is anybody around? Because I was feeling some energy around us, and frankly, I do in your house most of the time. But and so we thought we'd just ask, is there anything anybody wants to say? And so we were all totally quiet. There is no one anywhere around talking. You know, so this, whatever you hear, if you hear something here, we definitely did. Actually, we did three or four times, but this was, you know, the one that we ended up being able to save. Anyway, and
yeah, one of them didn't say, unfortunately.
And I, yes, and I felt energy there, and I really thought I heard someone talking.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is the exact time I even pointed and said, there's someone talking, you know, without saying anything, and that's when we picked it up. So it's
right.
Very interesting.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play it here, and then we'll just I'm going to see what you guys think about it.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Listen,
let's go ahead
clear.
And play it. Well, it, yeah, it's a little it's a little.
Can
extra
you play
there.
That Can again you... for us?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a little bit better, I think. Did you hear that a little bit better, Robert?
Yeah. Well, when you're listening to, you know, you listen to it a little more intently the second time. What I heard in it was either, this is a private home, or this is private hall.
And the interesting thing about it was, it's very similar to what I kind of heard. I mean, when I say heard, just to give you a frame of reference, though, I hear these kinds of things a lot of times, and so I didn't hear it per se out in the air, so it would qualify as just being on the recorder, and I don't think anybody else in the room heard it, so I guess what I'm saying is my senses picked it up, and that's what I heard, too, and it was the similar voice, which just was amazing that we got something on recording. So if you can't hear it too well on here, it is on wellroundedcorners.com that you can listen to, and we'd love to hear your feedback there, too. And it worked.
Yeah, actually, well, I was just going to say, we're going to be opening up the phone line soon. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number, and we'll so that they can be calling. It's 888-815-9756.
Yeah, just give us a call and tell us, you know, do you think you didn't hear anything? Have you ever heard one? Do you ever hear anyone? You know, have you ever been? I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about everyone's paranormal experiences because from what I hear from the people that I talk to on a daily basis, we would be here for years if we did that. But
that
number again is 888-815-9756. 9756 and give us a call and let us know. Do you hear anything? Do you think, do you think all of those are made up or, you know, what just, if you do think they're all made up, just please be nice to us because we tried our best and we promise we did it just, you know, it was just us sitting there being quiet. But I think it's really interesting.
We made an effort to make sure there was no background noise.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, so,
and I think it's really
other than just the hiss of the normal recording.
I mean, isn't it an interesting thought to think that we go about our daily lives every single day, and there is all this going on around us, and we just usually don't pick it all up, and that's a good thing. I mean, really, mm-hmm. if you picked everything up, every single thing that went on around you, you couldn't concentrate on your life. But isn't it amazing to think that whether it's some, you know, I don't know, is it a parallel dimension? Is it just echoes of things that were in your wherever you are? I don't know what it is. I sure don't have the answers. But I know that, you know, that voice, there was no one in the room that has a voice like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the journey of being in the metaphysical realm and studying metaphysics and trying to learn more about things. You know, it's the journey of discovering that like with most things, is the most important part. That's the part that you glean the most from. And so I think that even though we don't have all the answers, it's better that we don't, in a way. I mean, it would be kind of boring if we did have it all explained. Even if it was all completely, I'm sure if we knew everything there was to know about the universe and how, you know, alternate realities and all that stuff, I'm sure it would be immensely gratifying to know it. But then we wouldn't have a search anymore, you know?
Different choices.
We just know.
Right, you'd make different choices in your life. I wouldn't mm-hmm. want to know where I'm going to be in 5 years because, you know, for one thing, for me personally, I think there are so many variables and choices we can make, other people around us, the ripples that are caused by the decisions we make every day, that, you know, I don't know about telling the future anyway, but I don't think that I would want to know. I mean, I might make different decisions now, and then I'd get into that loop of, well, is that part of knowing that? That I was supposed to make a different choice because I was supposed to know that? I don't know. It makes my head spin to think of all that. But
yeah, I mean, it gets very difficult to try to tell. I want to also point our listeners out to another thing we posted on the website. There was a very large coronal mass ejection on the sun today. Now this is not. The title, and we've got it posted, there's a YouTube video, we posted it on our website, it says, Alert, Biggest CME Ever. Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I think that's kind of an alarmist slash maybe a very excited view of that, because I've certainly seen very large CMEs, maybe probably bigger than that. But
you might want to tell what that is a little bit.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, coronal mass ejection. That's basically when the sun, we're headed into a very active phase, ironically. 2011, 2012, 2013 is going to be forecast to be a very active period on the sun. And a coronal mass ejection is when the fields around the magnetic fields that contain the plasma in the sun, and I'm really paraphrasing this, I'm not a, you know, this is not exactly my field, but weaken or that they have, they form little storms, and then we get a huge ejection from the sun of plasma, the superheated gases and whatnot. And if you watch the video, at first, a huge wave of what they call a proton blast comes and hits the video, and you see that sort of midway through the video, the screen almost just blacks out because it's just such an intense burst of energy. And that comes in around 8 to 10 minutes after it because that travels near the speed of light. But the actual CME that comes out, that is particles, and it takes a few days to reach here. What we're posting on the site is it related to
right?
You know, is it because paranormal activity has been shown to increase, or at least the observance of it increase during these times. So,
right,
makes
right.
you wonder, you know.
And I see we have Alfred from Ontario. Alfred, how are you tonight?
Oh,
Alfred,
I guess
are you still there?
I think the CME knocked out the phone there.
Alfred, yeah. Are you gone? Sorry about that. I think we missed him. Well, maybe he'll call back. Yeah, call us back, Alfred. We just discussed the sun activity as one factor. I mean, I know there are sometimes I'll ask my friends, have you noticed it seems more active lately? Or have you noticed it's been really quiet lately? And so we just try to think, just kick back and forth sometimes. What do you think affects it? Do you think, I mean, I know our if we're tired or, who knows? I mean, we just really don't know these answers, but as I said, could we play that one more time and just see if anybody who might have missed it a minute ago or didn't
listen to it,
can we play it one more time?
Yeah, we'll play that one more time. I don't think we're probably getting that queued up again. It would be good. Yeah. Well, the reason I brought up the CME is because, I don't know if there's been a definite... okay, they're ready to play the EVP, so we'll go ahead and play that one more.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you can really hear the full effect of it on the radio, but hey, you could try, and like I said, it's on our website too. But
yeah, you can go to our website,
when we listened to it, it was really pretty clear. I mean, you definitely, there are three words in there, you can really hear the private. It was very clear, and it was amazing to us. We didn't expect it, but as I said, we were just sitting there, and we just casually asked, does anyone have anything? Do you need anything? Is there anything you'd like to say? We didn't, this stuff goes on all the time, so,
Alfred is back from Ontario on line two. So,
welcome,
go ahead,
Alfred.
Hi, guys.
Hi, glad to have you.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Cool.
How are you tonight?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a student at Ontario.
Oh, he's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're a student?
Hello?
I think
Alfred's having some technical issues there. Alfred, if you can get us on a better connection, we'd love to hear from you if we've lost you again.
And just give us a call back.
And anyone else that would like to, just give us your opinion or tell us, let us know if you've got a really good time that if you've been somewhere and heard a voice next to you I'm sure there are a lot of people who have had that experience, but, just give us your opinion on this. Do you think it's a bunch of hooey you don't really have to necessarily put it that way.
This is a bunch of hooey. No.
That's
no,
all it, Ooh, yeah.
Well, I think we can all agree on something. I think that definitely there's something to it all, or else it wouldn't be so persistent. I'm a firm believer in the where there's smoke, there's fire, and I don't believe that everything that you see out there is really happened or whatever. But I think there's enough evidence on this to say that there's something. He's back. I hope you
welcome back,
we
Alfred.
Can get him.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm in the basement right now. It's kind of bad reception down here. Anyways.
Yes.
So I'm from the GSTV College in Hamilton, Ontario, and I've been doing with some schoolmates. We've been doing some study on the paranormal activity.
Wonderful.
Just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at a job. In a library in New York City, and this old woman was really scared, and we were searching in the basement, and all of a sudden, we see cards flying out of the indexes.
Wow.
And okay, so, so we're pretty spooked out at this point, so we try to keep our composure, and then we're thinking, what is that? What is that? And then we had to gather some of the goo that was left back, that the Slimer left, and we made it into a hit movie called Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters, eh?
Wow, that was great, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Well, thanks for your call there, Albert. I want to talk about the CME, though, again, because when solar activity is higher, I have seen a connection myself. Now, when we recorded that... When we recorded the EVP, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think I checked, but I believe that the activity was low. But then again, there are some places where, you know, as they say, the veil is thin or whatever, and you don't really actually have to, you know, you don't actually have to have any kind of external influence to have a paranormal experience, especially in my house, it seems. But having said that, though, I do notice from people more when the solar activity is higher or when, you know, something like that. We do seem to notice that more, more earthquakes, more just stranger activity. It's kind of like the full moon and, you know, the people in the hospital
yes,
say
yes.
They definitely know it. It's kind of like that, but maybe even more pronounced when it's the sun. There's a lot more energy there.
And I'd be interested to know, you know, anyone out there, if you'd like to tell us, you know, what do you think triggers more activity? Have you noticed any time that you feel, you know, even if it's around your house or outside, or do you think it's environmental, the seasons, the, as he said, sun activity, when there's, I've noticed when there's a lot of emotion around, and of course places that have had traumatic incidents in them. I mean, I know, you know, when I was a child, I remember I was visiting a friend or actually two friends, they were twins, and we went down the street to something her mother had wanted us to take down to a friend's house, and I walked up that pathway and got near that house and started this feeling, this dread I cannot even describe, and I walked up on the porch, walked in the house, and I started feeling really sick to my stomach, got all kinds of flashes of just horrible things. I mean, seriously, it was awful, and I had to run out of the house and be sick. I mean, and see, here was the thing. I found out later there had been a murder in the house. And so, you know, I didn't know anything about that, so I don't think that was my imagination. Obviously, there was something left there. It was horrible. And, you know, so I don't know. All I can say, and here's the thing for me, as I said last time, I come from a science background, so I hear myself say these things and say, oh, well, I heard that or saw that or whatever, and I think, wow, I can't believe I'm saying that. You know, this is part of our journey. I mean, people do come to a different, you know, to a different part of the journey as we get older, as we experience more. You know, those of you out there, I'm sure some of you have probably been that way too. You know, as we're kids, we're more sensitive usually, and then as we get older, you know, we often stop hearing or seeing or sensing or admitting anyway. And then sometimes on our journey, you know, we become a bit more, I don't know, open-minded, hopefully, as we get mm-hmm. older. And there you go again. So maybe it's a cycle. I don't know. I'd be interested to hear.
Well, I was just going to say one thing that I think is good to mention. You know, we can talk more about this when we come back from the break. But, you know, children seem to experience more of these things than adults. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, when you're born and when you're younger, you know, you don't really have as many of the, oh, that's ridiculous, or, you know, whatever kind of filters that are in place there. And I think that could be possibly why children do experience these kind of things more. You know, also, too, I mean, as an adult, you get kind of jaded. I mean, even the most, mm-hmm. you know, spiritually well person is going to have some of that. So it's definitely something, I think there's definitely a connection there too. And it's interesting, you know, that kids will experience that more.
Oh,
often.
Definitely. And I want to touch on that more in just a minute. We'll be back in just a moment and talk more about that. That's a pretty interesting topic too. So we'll be right back.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system, and Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as the Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
Well, we're back, and once again, that number, where you've got the phone lines open still, and that number is 888-815-9756, and you're welcome to call us and tell us what you think within reason.
That's a nice appropriate, within reason. That's a nice appropriate music for the topic tonight, kind of a, you know, sort of a more, oh gosh, you know the kind of music they have in horror films, you know, kind of spooky kind of thing. That wasn't the intention, but it kind of fits tonight's topic.
Well, you know, I think what you mentioned as we were going out a little while ago is pretty interesting. I mean, you know, I went through most of my life, if I had any experience, and I did, which wasn't, as we would say, normal, which is a silly word, but anyway, I wouldn't have said anything because, and I think this is part of, you know, you mentioned children. Yeah, children are so open. I think it is normal for the human species to be open. I mean, as I said, it's a survival.
Yeah, I think that's their default position.
And then we teach children, you know, don't talk about, I mean, I know I was told when I was very young, don't talk about things like that. Don't talk about things like that. And, you know, most
people
of
us think you're crazy, or, you know,
right,
they'll think
right,
you're
right. And they were right about that. If you talk about that and you're not careful who you're talking to, people do sometimes think that. And I've had to get past, you know, worrying about that. I mean, and don't get the impression either that Robert and I go around all the time trying to get EVPs or that's the focus in our life. It's just, you know, hey, it's like I'm talking to you and all of you out there. And, you know, if there's something else around or some other energy around, I'm not going to ignore it, but I'm not going to go out searching for it. But yeah, we teach.
We're searching for it a little bit with EVPs,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
but it's not, you know, it's more just, okay, if anybody's around, just say something.
Yeah.
You know, let us know. It's not really a so say something. Okay, you gonna say something now? You know, we don't want to annoy, and just like we wouldn't want to annoy someone in real person. I don't want to call them because we don't know exactly what they are,
Yeah, that brings up a good topic too, because, you know, right after that EVP that we got, we talked a little while and asked a couple more times, is there anything? And then the whole mood in the room changed. You could feel it was like annoyance,
yeah,
wasn't it, Robert? And we said, okay,
well,
would you like us to stop?
It was, yeah.
It was. And so when we just stopped, and because I wouldn't want somebody to come in my house and start annoying me and say, well, do you want to talk? Do you want to talk? So, you know, to me, it's just what's around you. And they said whatever they had to say. And, you know, it was interesting, but that's just, I don't even know if I would call it paranormal, but then I have a different definition of normal now than I used to. But anybody out there, if you, if you have any opinions on that or you have an experience you'd like to share with us, just let us know. And meanwhile,
I want to say something about the haunted topic too, because people say things about, they say like that house is haunted or whatever.
Right.
And while I'm not denying that there are areas that have more paranormal activity than others, definitely they do. I mean, that's just something very pervasive in our culture. But I don't like the word though in general, because it's like, was that house haunted? I mean, that gives the impression that no area or that only certain areas have these experiences. And in my experience, every area has, I think it's stronger in certain areas is what I'm saying. But basically though, that you can experience this anywhere, because let's face it. I mean, if it really is some sort of parallel world or whatever, parallel reality, who knows, then it's going to be everywhere as well. I mean, especially, people have reported seeing spirits and whatnot move through walls or go through objects like they weren't there. If that's the case, then why would the confines of a house mean anything to them? It's kind of silly.
And you think about that as, I would think many of us who've almost everyone has lost a loved one along the way or a beloved pet or something like that. And I think many of us experience a sensation or a feeling that our loved one was nearby I've talked to many, many people who've had that experience, and I think it can be a wonderful experience. And I think that's, as you said, it's so pervasive. It goes across cultures. I mean, if you look at different cultures, most cultures have a respect for ancestors, a respect for guides in one form or another. I mean, maybe everyone doesn't talk about it every day, but you have shamans in every culture, some kind of shaman. They may not call themselves that, but their function is to connect with the living and the ancestors or the guides or whatever. So this isn't, it's a far cry, I think, in real life than it is from what it's portrayed. And that's really unfortunate, because it makes it kind of a circus in a way. And I think that's unfortunate because it's a very spiritual thing on some levels. I mean, my experience is, and I don't mean religious, mind you, I mean spiritual in that it's a wonderful feeling. I mean, I didn't go searching for it, and I don't think people go necessarily searching for it. But, if your great aunt Gertrude loved lilies or something, I don't know, roses or whatever, and you're thinking of her one day and you get a very strong whiff of roses, was that her? I can't say for sure, but either way, isn't that comforting and nice?
That's true. I mean, even if you're of the mindset of, either this aspect of metaphysics is hooey or the entire concept in general, even if that's the case, you can still take away from it some positive things. And I mean, that's like with anything, there's a lot of stuff in there that I don't, or a lot of stuff in different fields that I don't necessarily buy into, but it doesn't mean that there's not something there that you can take away.
Right. And we all have different, we all have a different tolerance level.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. When it comes to, we're going to have to find a new word, really. Paranormal is just, especially here more, it seems lately over the past, I've noticed over the past 3 or 4 years, it seems that there's been more and more, I don't want to say activity, but there's been, because there's probably been all that amount of activity, but I almost get, this is just my interpretation, I almost get the sense that sometimes that they're just sort of, whatever they are, just sort of watching, just sort of waiting to see what's going to happen. Like that, it's kind of like when you get tickets to a play, and everybody's kind of sitting, and there's a little den before the show starts. Everybody's kind of whispering amongst themselves. They're anxious to see the show. And sometimes lately, I've been getting that kind of sense from them. Not sure if that's good or not for us, actually. But
true.
But either way, that's what I've sensed. I mean, just sort of an anticipation. So.
And you can go from one end of the spectrum on that to the other. Is it a parallel existence? Are we not, for instance, science only can detect what science can detect now. And that old saying, it's not an old saying, but that quote of science, magic only being something, one society's magic is somebody else's science. And if you were in the, let's say you came in 1900 or even 1950, and even when I was a child, even, and I saw someone, if I saw someone someone on a cell phone back then, I would have thought, what on earth? You know, what is that? And they must be magic. Mm-hmm. And to
that,
us,
that
it's
reminds
no big
me of
deal.
That video. That reminds me of that YouTube video
yes.
I saw
yes.
Where that person in the Charlie Chaplin film was using a cell phone as they were walking. I'll have to post that on the site because that was really interesting to watch. And I mean, I watched it. I probably spent 10 minutes looking at it, and I by the time of the end of it, I was pretty convinced that it was a cell phone. But if anybody, let's just say that really happened. If anybody had seen that person walking with a cell phone in 1920 or whenever that mm-hmm. was, they would have. I don't know. They probably would have freaked out. I can't imagine the response, but
right. And you know, another thing also is that you know, we see those things. Well, maybe in another 20 or 50 years, it may be mainstream. I mean, it's much more than it used to be mainstream for people to acknowledge what they see and hear and feel. And I think it is much more than it used to be. I know when I was a child, and I'm very, very grateful for that. You know, I know that, you know, when I give Reiki sessions, you know, there are some clients that really do not want to hear anything about any messages I might get or anything like that, and I am absolutely respectful of that. And then some are very open to it and interested, and that's fine too. And I think it comes down to respect, and I think it comes down to where everyone is on his or her path. And really, everybody's different. You know, some people are more, let's just call it math-oriented, in that they like to see the figures for things. And if they can't, it is not real to them. And that's fine, because you know what I think is cool is that we can all appreciate each other. And the fact is to just keep an open mind. You know, really, yeah. I mean, that's you know,
that's part of exploring, you know, spirituality and metaphysics.
Right.
I mean, that's part of the whole thing. I mean, I think people listening are probably more open-minded than you know, a lot of people.
People
in the West. Yeah, I mean, that's just my guess. I mean, because the people that tend to be interested in these topics, from what I've observed, do tend to be more open-minded. But I think. And I hope. I mean, this is both a think and a hope. It's kind of weird. But I think and hope that what I'm seeing, and I hope it's really what I am seeing, is an emergence in more people being aware of these kind of things. Not just paranormal things, but, you know, spirituality. Being more aware of what's going on around us. Even if that is just confined to our planet. Thinking outside of your personal space, you know, thinking about how things are going on the planet or, you know, that would be huge improvement. I mean, if everybody could, or even just a good chunk of people could get to that and be thinking of that, I think that would be amazing. I think.
Well, and that's why we wanted to talk about the paranormal tonight, because, you know, there are so many aspects of our lives that change over time of how we think of things, what we accept as fact, what we accept. You know, we learn somewhere. I think a lot of us learn as we go on our journeys that, you know, one day's facts may be the next day's discards or opinions, and that my perception of reality doesn't have to be everybody else's perception of reality. So the nice thing is on here that we can talk about anything we want to, and you know, we all can still be positive and respectful of each other. And I think that this goes with this too. I mean, I absolutely respect, you know, someone who needs those figures in front of them, and I appreciate you know, that we're all different and we all work together, and that's why we wanted to talk about this. You know, we use our senses one way, someone else uses them another way, and we all work together and we can make a real difference. We really can.
Well, you know, like Gandhi said, you know, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you.
Right.
Then they fight you. Of course, the fighting and the win part doesn't matter on this, but I mean, because that was more applicable to his situation. But I do see that pattern. You know, a little bit of news comes out about something, you know, be it paranormal or anything metaphysical, then it's kind of laughed at, ridiculed. And then people start really giving it a look. And then you start seeing a big pushback on it. And then eventually... Right. The whole win part, yeah, that happens because 20, 30, 50 years later, people just start accepting it as fact.
Yes.
And so it's very interesting.
And,
I mean,
you know, And, you know, on our website, the wellroundedcorners.com, feel free to comment. Let us know what you think. And you know, if you didn't feel like talking on the radio about this, I understand. So we can certainly understand that. I mean, I don't go around talking about this all the time anyway. And if you just would rather just leave a comment, we'd love to hear from you. As I said, be respectful, please. But, you know, just let us know how you feel. And you know, we appreciate that. We learn from you, too, you know. So that really, that's what we're here for. And please just go and let us know what you think. We post every
show on the website after, you know, we post it the next day. So you can listen to it if you missed it, or if you missed any part of it, you can go back and listen to it. And we also will be posting it quite frequently on there. You know, things that pop up in the news that are of interest to the New Age, metaphysics, or things that, you know, articles from us, we'll be posting that. So definitely stay tuned on that site.
And we hope to have a really interesting guest next week. We'll be working on that. We can't promise at the moment, but we hope to have a guest next week. And I know you'll enjoy that. And I know we'll learn a lot. We always do. So,
I think it'll be great. And also, too, when we have a guest, we can take on some callers, too. So be ready for that. That's about it for tonight, though, and we'll see you back on the Tuesday after next at 9 p.m. on Station 1 of BBS Radio. Like I said, in the meantime, check out our website, wellroundedcorners.com, and you can find the archives of our shows. We have also posted the EVP and the video of the sun.
You might be able to hear better.
Yeah, I think you can hear it a little better. But at any rate, see you next time here on Well-Rounded Corners.
See you next time. Bye-bye.